The oisan shezochu lepiyus, that this one kain or the few kainim that was zeicha, they have a right to do the avodah. Still, it says after they were chosen to do it, what do we do with them? We give them to the shamish, and the shamish takes off the clothing, mashma, they're wearing a regular weekday suit. We have to take off their suits and now put on big dekuna. So it's a riot to Rav Nachman that b'shas the pius, they did not wear big dekuna, but rather big dechil. So my answer is no. Amar Rav Huna b'rei Rav Yehuda. Then Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes are not like that. Lo, you know what the pshat in this Mishnah Tumid is? P'oisan shaloi zachol apiyus. Just the opposite. The kahanim that lost the girl, the ones that are not zeichah to do the avoida, now they have to take off their big dekuna and put on big dechil. That's what the Mishnah Tumid is talking about. After the kahanim that lost the girl, they go and take off their big dekodesh and put on big dechil. That's what Rav Sheshes learns from this Mishnah in Tumid. So the kids at the machlokes this Mishnah in Tumid. Is it talking about the kohen that won the goyim, or is it talking about the kohen that lost the goyim? So the Gemara Hochin Nami Mistarva, being a riot to Rav Sheshes, they were talking about the one that lost the goyim here, and the Melech should be a riot to Rav Sheshes that Bishasta made the pious, all the kohenim were wearing the big dekuna, and the one that won Gzuntei to go do the avodah. The other ones now have to take off the big dekuna. What's the raya? The Sakwa Daitach. If you want to tell me this Mishnah is talking about that the Kohen that was Zeichah, he has the right to do the Avodah now. And up until now, you're telling me now he was wearing his weekday suit. And now we take off the weekday suit and we put on the Big Day Kodesh. What does it say? It says, Lohoyim Manichin Aleim Ela Mechnasayim Buvad. We only let him keep his underpants. Mashme his Big Day Chol, his weekday underpants. And then they put on top of that the Big Day Kuna. Freddy Gemara, how could that be? For a time, we learned before in the Braisom, Mina Yin Shloye Dover Koydin Limchnesayim. How do we know when we dress the Koyin to put on his big dekuna? He can't have anything on before he puts on his Michnesayim Shokoydish. In other words, that has to be the first thing on him. Talmud Lerma, the Pasuk says, O Michnesay Bad Yilbush Al Besaroi, that you put the Michnesayim, the underpants, goes on his Basar. Mashman, there's nothing else on his Basar, only the Michnesayim. See if you're going to tell me now we're talking about the Koyin, that Zerchel appears, that we're taking off his Big Day Chol and putting on the Big Day Kodesh, how could you say they left on him the underpants Shachol? You can't do that. You're not allowed to put the Big Day Kodesh on top of Big Day Chol. You have to take off everything. So Lamai, the Chorot Sarayat Rashashashis, that we're talking about that Metchila, all of them wore the Big Day Kuna. And now the Kanan that lost the Goyrul, now we take off their clothing. So good, we take off the upper clothing, we just leave on the Michnasayim on it. So, of course, the riot to Rav Sheshes. So, Marv Yiduch, what does Rav Nachman do here? The Chorot Sarayat to Rav Sheshes. Yiduch, Hola Kasha. Rav Nachman that learns what? That B'shas the Pius, they wore Big Day Chol. The Kanim that won the Pius, they now had a chance to put on Big Day Kodesh. It says here they left on the Big Day Chol, they left on his underpants. How could that be? So it says Hachik Tony. This is what it meant. This is what Nachman learns from this Mishnah. Ad she'oiden aleihem Big Day Chol malbishin oisam michnesei kodesh. True. While he was still wearing his underpants of Chol, they put on top of that the underpants of kodesh. Big Day Chol. But then avad that it took off all the Big Day Chol that took off. Flohoyim manichin ele michnesayim b'vad. And the owner left on him, the Michnasayim Shal Kodesh, they left on him. But Avada, at the end, it ended up, he was only wearing Big Day Kodesh and nothing else. In other words, only the Michnasayim Shal Kodesh was on him. So therefore, we're making this posik that when you're wearing the Michnasayim, you could have nothing else on. And then they put the rest of the Big Day Kodesh on him. Yeah. So this is good. So it just says that when they took off, they first put on Big Day Kodesh, and then they took off the Big Day Chol. But now the mice, all he was wearing was only the Big Day Kodesh. So therefore it's called the good avodah. So now there's no right for me either to Rav Nachman or to Rav Sheshes. Omer Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes is like this. Minoa minelo. How do I have, where's my raya? That I say what? The B'shas Pius, they were all wearing the Big Day Kodesh. That's Rav Sheshes' Svarim. The B'shas Pius, they wore the Big Day Kodesh. They wore the Big Day Kuna. The Tanya we learned like this. Lishchas Hagozis. That was the Lishchas that the Sanhedrin wore. Lishchas Hagozis. Came in besilka gederla. It was like a big upper room. Rashi says, Lishka sagozis, shesham hoyim afisin. That's where they made the piece. That was besilki. Rashi, bayis gevoya, shaloliya. a tall room on top of an attic, like an upper room, an upper apartment. That's what it was, Besuch Gedoy Lehoysa, Pius. Now, Hoysa, that's what Lishas Gaza was, it was Kamin Besuch Gedoy Lehoysa, now Pius Bim Mizrochim. The Pius where they made the choosing to pick the current to do the Avodah was done on the east side of this Lishcha, of Lishas Gaza on the Mizrach side. Shrashi Pius Bim Mizrochim, Kavutsas Hekif, Hamafaisim Bim Mizrochim Hoysa. That's what they kind of made a circle around to choose which current to do the Avodah, it was done on the east side. V'zokein Yoshev B'marovah. The Sakan, the older Kohen, the Sakan, he was sitting down on the west side. Rashi used Sakan Shel Bezdin. That's the Sakan, could be the older one of the Bezdin. Ha-Moira Lehen, Seder Apaisin, he was the one that was teaching them how to do the Pais. Yoshev B'marovah. He was able to sit down on the west side of this Lishchet Agodis. V'akahanim Mukofin. Now the Kohanim were around in a circle. The Omdim and standing, Kemin b'chaliyah, like a circle. Trashi b'chaliyah, ogul, shakar nushka. All the Kohanim that were in that base av made a round circle. Now, v'yamamuna, the one that went to count them, bo v'noito mitznefes m'roshi shalechad mehen, like we had before. He came and took off the mitznefes. Mashma, right now, b'shas pius, they were wearing the big dekunam. And the mamuna now that's going to count them, took off the hat off one of them. The Yoidim, and they knew now, Shemimeno Pius Maschel. From this coin that's not wearing him as nefetz, from him we'll start counting. Again, like we have now like 30 Kanim around in a circle. So the Mamuno went to one of them and took off his hat, and he picked a large number now out of his hat, 100, 150, and he started to count from him, he's number one, and they went around counting all the fingers, every coin put out one finger, and he went around counting each finger till it ended up by 150, and that coin was there to do the avoider. That's how they made the piece. Now, the sakodaitach, the big de choyl, if you want to tell me now, b'shas to have the circle, the piece, the kind of wearing the big de choyl, of a zoy mitznefes, the big de choyl meiko. Here it says, the mamuna went and took off the mitznefes off one of them. Does the big de choyl have mitznefes? The mitznefes, that's the hat of the kanim. It's right, they're wearing the big de kuna, b'shas the piece. Now, the Gemara in, it's not shver. We're talking about now this mitznefes was not shokodish. It was like a private hat that they had. Kiratoni Rabbi Yehuda. Like you look from Yehuda. Fitema Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda. Koyhen shosa soloi imoi. Kisoynes. What's going to be if one of the Kanim, his mother, made him a ksoynes? Usually the big dekuna came from the Trumas Hadesh, came from the shkolim we had. It was brought from the tzibur. From the money of the tzibur used to buy the big dekuna, because it was an avoidance of tzibur. What's going to be if a private or a kohen's mother made him the ksoinis? Is the halacha oived bo avoidus yochid? He's allowed to use it to do a private avoidah, an avoidus yochid, not an avoidus of tzibur. Rashi l'kama per gimel shayim osayim shokanim oisos lebneiim mishalhem. The mothers used to make for their own kids from their own private money, their own private material. Kemin big dekuna. Laharas teferas oistron, to make them look rich and nice, v'noyim lachton, v'kamoy mahadras mitzvah, v'tonim koin shos l'imoy k'soynes loivshah, v'yoyim b'avoydus yochid. We'll see later on what an avoydus yochid is. But at certain times, the koin is allowed to use this begodim that his mother made for him. Do you see what? It was called a big day kuna, even though it didn't have kedushas of a big day kuna. Look, it was like big day choyom, but it was made the same way as the big day kuna. So maybe here also. B'shas, they had the piyas, they were wearing big dechol. It says they wore a mitznefes. It means the private mitznefes that his mother made for him. So now there wouldn't be any riot from here. So now there's no riot here to Rosh Hashanah or to Rav Nachman. They still have the machlokes. What did they wear? They're more obliged by Sofik still. Machlokes, Rav Nachman, and Rosh Hashanah, what did the Kohanim wear? B'shas, they made the eagle, b'shas, the piyas. Omer Abayit says, I'll quote from here, Shema Mino, Lishcha Sagozis. This room, Lishcha Sagozis, Chetziu b'kodesh, v'chetziu b'chol. It was like half. Half of it had kedushas azara on it. Half of it was inside the azara, and half of it was outside the azara. What's the raya? There were two doors, two entrances into this lishcha. Echot suach b'kodesh. One entered up into kodesh. So that half that you went into the kodesh had a kedushas azara on it. V'yechot suach b'chol. And on the other side, to get into the entrance, to the side that was choyl, had its own entrance, to the outside of the Beis Hamikdash. What's the raya now? The saga died the kula b'kodesh. If you want to tell me the whole lishka sagozis was b'kodesh, it says here sekan yoshiv marova. It says that the zokin bezdin, the older one of bezdin, was sitting on the west side of the lishka sagozis. I the kashris v'amamar. We learned that ein yeshiva b'yazora elu l'malches beis dov bovad. The only one that's allowed to sit inside the Azor, inside the Beis Hamikdash, is only a melech from Beis David. But nobody else is allowed to sit inside the Beis Hamikdash. That's the klal. Ein yeshiva b'Azor, el l'malchus Beis David b'vad. See if you can tell me now that these lishkas agozis has kedushas Azor on it, how could it say that the Zokin Bezdin sat down there? The Zokin Bezdin was not a melech from Beis David. So how is he allowed to sit down there? And l'may it's a raya that half of it was made b'chol. That's where, and that here is where the Zokin sat down. Shrashi ein yeshiva b'azorim, shenema la'amoid l'shoris, ho'im dim shom l'fnei Hashem. When you're inside the Beis Hamikdash doing the avodah, it says la'amoid. You have to be standing. All the shoris is la'amoid standing. Elo l'malchus Beis David, shemetzino ben yeshiva, shenema, v'yovi ha'melech David, v'yeshtu l'fonav l'fnei Hashem, v'yoyme mi yonoichu yomi beisi. So only David ha'melech, malchus Beis David is allowed to sit in the azorim, but nobody else. That's a clear raya that Lishka Sagozis, since it said that the Khan Bezdin was sitting there, it's raya, his Mariv side was Bechoil. Now also, we just got from the saying there has to be two different entrances to it. You can't just have one entrance into this Lishka. Why? So Chura, what do we see now? That the Khan Bezdin sat down there. So the question is, who tells you half was Bechoilish? Maybe the whole thing was Bechoil. That's why he was able to sit down. If you want to tell me the whole thing was in Choyom, Pius b'Mizrachom, then the Pius was on the east side of it. We dashed him before. The reason why we make a Pius is we want to have a tumul in the Beis Hamikdash itself. So Mashma, the Pius has to be done in the Beis Hamikdash. V'leka, if you're going to tell me now the whole Lishka Sagozis was Bechoil, didn't have Kedusha Sazorah, so we're not being kind of this pasuk of Beveis Elokim Nahalach Barogish. Mash min the Beis Hamikdash itself and the Kedushas Azar itself, you have to make a tumul. That's what we said. That's what we make four pieces throughout the day. So if you tell me now that the piece was made on the east side of the Lishka Sagozis, if that's Bechol, it's not done in the Beis Hamikdash for Lekom. El Shemamino, you have to answer like this. Chesia Bakodesh. The Mizrach side was Bakodesh. That's where they made the piece. So that was done in the Azori, in the Beis Lakim. It's called the Pasuk Beis Lakim Halach Barogish. V'chetzi b'chol. Now the other half, the Marav side, where the Khan Bezdin sat down, that was b'chol. And he was allowed to sit there. It didn't have Kedushas Azori. Now we just got finished saying also before that it had two different doors. Now vi sakot aytuch. Pesach echad yesh lo. Because if you want to say there's only one door, one entrance into this Lishkas Agazis, b'monashach. Upsuach l'kodesh. If it opens up to the side, opening up into the Azorom, then the klal is, the whole thing has Kedushas Azor on it. Of Azor's the Khan Yoshim Arovom, how could you say the Zokin was able to sit on the west side of it? True, that was really Bechoyom, but now we learned like this. Halishchoyis Habnuyis Machoyom. If you have a room that was built like right outside the Azor, right outside the Beis Hamikdash, it was built on the Karko of Choyom. Abab Suchas Lakodesh, but if the entrance into that room was opening from the Beis Hamikdash itself, from the Azorah, the loch is Kodesh, Toicha Kodesh, it has loch like it's Kodesh. So Monashach, if there was only one entrance into the Lishkas Agozis, and the entrance was from Kodesh, then the whole thing should be Kodesh. Even the Marav side where the Diskan Bezin sat down. And V'Yisagot, if you want to tell me, V'Yisagot Aytuch, Pesuach L'choyol, I'll tell you no. There was only one entrance, but it opened up only to outside the Azorah, outside the Beis Hamikdash. Of Azor Fred Gemara, Pius de Mizrachom, what do you want to tell me now that Pius was done on the east side? And that has Kedushas Choyot, that has Kedushas Azorom, Vietnam, we learn not like that, Vietnam. Benuyas Makodesh, if you have a room, even though the room itself is on the kark of the Azorom, of Absuchas Lechoyl, but if the entrance is only to the outside of the Mizbeh, to the Beis Hamikdash, it doesn't enter inside the Azorah. It only enters to outside the Azorah. Here's the Lach of Toichan Chol. We don't care if this room really is inside the Azorah. You go both where the Pesach is. If the opening is to Chol outside, the whole Azorah, the whole Lishka, has Lach like Chol. See, if you tell me that it only had one door, and the door opened up like Chol, so the whole Lishka has Chol. So again, we're not being mechayim the pasuk of the veislahim, the veislakim, the alabarogish. We're not making the tumul in the azara. He has called the tumul outside. And Allah Shemaminu has to be right from here that shnei psachim hoyulo, that this one lishka, true, half of it was built inside the azara, and half outside, and each half had its own pesach. Echad psuach v'kodesh, the mizrach side that was inside the azara, had its own entrance into the azara, therefore was called the kedushas azara, and was called the vesel akim halabarogish. The yechad psuach l'chol, and the side of Marav's side, where the Zkan Bezin sat down, that was taka built like on the ground outside the Azara, outside the Beis Hamidrash, and it had its own entrance to Chol. Therefore, that half had a din Chol on it. So therefore, it's very good what we're saying. The Lishka Sagozis had two dinim to it. Half, the Mizrach side, was opened up to the Azara, had Kedusha on it. The pierce was done by Kedusha's Azara. Mashaik, in the west side, where the Zkan Vesin sat down, was built the Churl outside the Azara, and it had its own entrance to the Churl outside, therefore it has a din Churl, not a din Kedusha. That's why the Zkan Vesin was allowed to sit down there. It's not called Yeshiva the Azara. Alright, stop here.
Here by the Mishnah. Ha-payis ha-sheni. The second payis, the first one we had before was it came out afterwards the made for the Trumas Hadeshin. And now the second payis, the second time they made this type of a choosing, that they had all the kanim that wanted to do the avoidah make a circle in the Lishkas HaGozis we just had, which is in the Mizrach side, which was Bekoidish in the Azorah. And they made a circle, and the Sagan came and took off some tznefes from one of them and picked a large number, 100, 150. Then he started to go around and around till it ended up at one coin. He was zeichet to do the avodah. So what was the second piece? Mi shreichet. Who should do the shechita for the korban atomid in the morning? Rashi says, mi shreichet es atomid. Mi zorik. Then the second piece was, who makes the zrika? He's about who makes the Kabbalah, mashmid is not a separate coin. One of these two, either the one that does the Shechita, or the one that does the Zrika, does the avoid the in-between of Kabbalah. Now the Gemara will have a suffix, which one of the two does it. But one piece says who does the Shechita, and then we have who does the Zrika. Then mi medashin mizbeach apnimi, who cleans out the inside mizbeach every morning. That's another avoida. Mi medashin esa menorah, who cleans out the menorah. That's another avoida, another kain for that. And the Gemara will see it's a suffix if we make a special piece for each one of these, or else the pshat is really there are 13 kahanim we need here in the morning to take care of the korban atomid. The korban atomid. So the question is in the Gemara, do we make 13 different pieces here, or else no, we make really only one piece. Like it takes number 100. Whoever comes out to be number 100, he does the Shechita. Then the next one does the Zrika. The next one does the Dishim Mizbech HaPnimi. We don't make a special piece, but just rather now we go in a row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 13. They do these 13 Avodas. So that's the Gemara Sofik. But another piece was, Mi Medashin Es HaMenorah. Who has the right to clean out the Menorah? Or Mi Malei Vorim Lekevish. Which kohen could bring the pieces of the meat of the korban olah up to the kevish? Now, how did they carry the evorim, or how many kohanim did they need b'shas they were carrying up the evorim, the pieces? Is haroish v'haregel. One kohen used to carry the head of the korban olah of the korban atamid and the regel. The regel Rashi says shel yamin, the right regel, the right hind foot. B'kohen echad with one kohen. U'shnei hayadayim b'kohen sheni. And the two yadayim with a different coin. Next one by to shnei hayadayim, the two hands, that's with another coin. Ho'ukitz v'horegel, that's with another coin. Ho'ukitz Rashi says, who has on it, that's like the tail. V'horegel shel smirl, and the left leg. V'koin shlishi, that's the third coin of carrying up the pieces of the meat. V'hachozer v'hagoro, v'hachozer, that's the breast, that's Rashi, who has shumin, horoyes akarka. Without the ribs, just the breast, that was another kohen had that. The hagoro, so Rashi, what's the hagoro? Who had tzavor? That's like the neck. Uvoy mechuber hakone v'yakovid. That you have the kone, that's the windpipe. The yakovid and the liver. The halev and the heart. The hachoz and the breast. The hagoro, the kohen revi. Is one coin carried the chos of the breast and the goro together. That's for Hachozov v'Hagoro, that's for the fourth coin. Or Shtei HaDafanis, the two sides, that was with the fifth coin. V'Hakrovayim, and the Kishkas, the inside, that's B'Shishi, that's with the sixth coin. So we needed six different Kohanim to carry up the pieces of the meat of the Korban HaTomid onto the Kevish. Then V'HaSoilis, he had to have another coin to carry the Soilis, Rashi says, Yisaron LeMincha Nisko Shel Tomid, another coin carried up the Yisaron of flour for the Nisko of the Korban HaTomid. V'HaChavitin, the Chavitin Rashi, that's the Chatzi Yisroina Shel Kohen Gadol, Shekorvin Matmidim B'chol Yoyim. Every day the Kohen Gadol had to bring the special mincha, the Chavitim. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Machatzitza Baboiku, Machatzitza Berev. Half was brought in the morning, like the Korban HaTomid Shashachar, and half was brought in the afternoon with the Tomid Shabbein Abayim. V'somach le'yamachavas, v'shem and t'yosa, l'kach kori chavitin. So we needed another Kohen to carry the Soilis, Yevah HaChavitin, v'hayayin, and you need another Kohen to carry the Yayin. Rashi v'hayayin, sholish lugin, shol nisach l'kevesh HaTomid. You needed three lugim Yayin for the Korban HaTomid. So the kids are all together, we have Ishloisha Osa Kahanim. We have 13 Kahanim here by the second pious to choose which one should take care of the Avodah that was negated to the Korban HaTomid Shoshachar. Ishloisha Osa Kahanim Zochoboy. 13 Kahanim was Zochah to do these 13 different Avodahs. Oma ben Azai, Lefnei Rabbi Kiva, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, Derech Hilucha Hayikorov. The question was, when they brought up these pieces of meat of the Korban HaTomid, when the different Kohanim carried it up to the Kevish, in which order did they carry the pieces of meat? So Ben Azai says all the name of, in front of Rabbi Kiva, the name of Yeshua, that Derech Hilucha, the same way when the animal is alive, the way the animal walks, in other words, the head comes first, then the top part, then the back part, that's the way they carried up the pieces of meat also to the Mizbeach. The Rashi says, Kederech Hilucha Bechayiv, the same way the animal walks, when it's alive, Hayakorav HaTomid. That's the way they carry it up now after the Shechita, each piece of meat up to the Kevish. Well, the Gemara portion, the Gemara will explain exactly how the Seder was, how did he carry up the pieces of meat. So the Mari Boilihu, Kishen Mephaisin, La'avoyda Achas Mephaisin, when we say now we made the second piece to get these 13 different Avoidas, that we make a special piece for each Avoida, in other words, we made Mamish 13 different times. Did the Skan have to pick a number and he went around counting till he got to number 100? Then he started over again, another count, to get the next Avoida of Zrika? I don't know, maybe no. L'chol Avoida v'Avoida hei mefaisen. For all the Avoidas together, they made like one piece. And Rashi says, L'Avoida achas mefaisen, they're going mi shoichit. Look, a sheyiska mi shezoch l'shchita, shuv ein piece l'sha yudbeis Avoidas. Elakanim shemakofim yaminoi nimshachem achrov kefiseda mishnasenu sheni lizrika shlishi ladishin mizbech afnim revila menorah v'chein lekulam. And that's the first side. The first side is kishem mafaisin lavoida achas mafaisin. They made only one piyus for all these 13 avoidas. And when number 100 came out of this koyin, then the one on his right got the next avoidah. The next one, the next avoidah. I do, but the other side is no. L'chol avoid ve'avoid hei mefaisin. For each avoid, each one of these 13 different avoiders, there was a special piyus for each one of them. Rashi do l'chol avoid ve'avoidah ha'yechoyzrin o'maytzin es b'yoseyin le'minyin v'azoycha zoycha. They had to make a new count, and they put out the hands again with a new number, and they went around counting. That's the shaila in the Mishnah. Do we count for each one separately, or we make only one count? And from then on, whoever is zoycha there, the next one, the next one, the next one gets the next 13 avoidas. Toshima, come and bring your raya. We had before arboa paisoi soyushom. They only made four different choosing throughout the day in the Beit Hamikdash. Now vi salkadaitach luchol avoida. Hey mefaisin, if you want to tell me each one of these 13 avoidas need a special piece here, abazay tuv heavy. Why do you only say before the Mishnah there's only four piyus? We have much more here. B'shas the second time they made a lot of them. So Mar says that wouldn't be a raya. Amar Rav Nachman Rabbi Yitzchak, Hochi Kamar. This is what the Mishnah means before. Arbo pa'omim nichnasim lahofis. I'll tell you, four different times of the day did the Kohanim get together to make the circle that the Skan picked a number and they made a choose to count which one should get the avoidim. Four different times of the day. But at each time, let's say 9 o'clock in the morning, when they made this piece, 9 o'clock in the morning, I'll tell you, maybe at 9 o'clock it wasn't just one piece, maybe 9 o'clock they made 13, then 8-7 they made different tiyusim. It just means that four different times of the day did they make tiyus. But at each time when they made it, maybe they made a lot at each time. So again, this will not be a raya. Moshe says, Toshma, come and bring another raya.